coming to another segment of Business Tea with Tay. Today we are going to be talking about overcoming no family and friend support. We have a great panel of guest speakers.
Hi, everyone.
We have Amanda Clark, okay? James Shannon, and Tracy Bryce.
Perfect.
We're going to go ahead and start off with
my name is Amanda Clark. I am the owner of a few businesses. I have my pocket assistance business, which is a virtual assisting and consulting business. I'm also a real estate investor, and I have a t-shirt line. As far as my experience with naysayers and family and friends not supporting, I will say it's been a lot. You know, people don't promote your business. They don't share your business. They refer to it as a little business, and people just downplay it. And, you know, the biggest one I've heard a lot is you should just get a regular job. My advice to anybody that's dealing with people that are coming at them and their business in that way is to let it go, give it to God, and just keep pushing. Stand, do what you know is best for you and your business. And at the end of the day, those same people are going to be the ones coming back asking for your advice. So don't give up. Just keep pushing, and don't let it discourage you. You know, stay around like-minded individuals that understand the path and the journey that you're on. And if you do that, you'll be just fine.
Okay, thank you, Amanda. I definitely agree with you.
Hello, you guys hear me?
Go ahead and hear from James.
Great. My name is James Shannon. I'm the owner and founder of the Blair Group.
Yes.
We are a logo design agency, and we've been in business for about 1 year. And I think for the first about 9 months, I had zero support from family and friends, not even my fiance. Well, my ex-fiance. And it's like, you'll ask people, can they share something? Can they help you with an email to test your automated systems? And they always say no, or they're too busy. Or they think like your business isn't real. You're just somebody trying to do a side hustle. And that to me is never the case. So one thing that I noticed is that when I got into a Facebook group, that's where I got the majority of the support that I have today. And that would be my advice to anybody that doesn't have any support. Just get into a group and do a search for your market or a search for your business. And there are a lot of groups with a lot of people that are willing to help you, whether it's something small or big, tough or easy. And you won't need help from or support from family and friends, because you're going to have thousands of people that are willing and wanting to help you. And that is the biggest advice that I can give to anybody that feels like they don't have any support. And if you're going to support businesses, or to get support, also you have to give support too. And I think that would be it. Thank you.
Thank you, James. That's definitely right. Joining a group that is related to what you're doing with your business. Those people are already like-minded and headed in the same direction. That was great. We're going to go ahead and hear from Tracy.
Hey, I'm here. I think there's a slight delay on my end, but thanks for having me. I am Tracy Bryce.
Tracy, are you
there? I am the owner and founder of Curate Avenue, and a wonderful place where we help people navigate their path, actually. And starting the business was interesting because I did a lot of research, and I was in corporate for 20 years and did really well with my teams and running territories for Fortune 500 companies, and found that my passion was developing my team more so than the daily aspects of it. So I chose to focus on that and in a way take it to the streets and help other people do what it was that I did in a way, and use my education that way. It's interesting because things have been said where you do have to find your lane, and you get what you give. And when you're starting, people that were once supportive of you in X space will continue to be supportive of you in X space, because that's what they know you as. You have to find a new space and create your own new lane. And you get to decide what that is. And in some instances, whether you find a group or not, you can create a group. That's the beauty of the world we live in now. And you have to own your passion and own what it is that you're putting forward and be completely comfortable in who you are and the new self-image that you've developed into moving yourself forward. So you're encouraging yourself more than anything. And that's what you'll find the deeper that you get into what you're doing, is that nothing else needs to matter other than you and your end goal, period. Anything between there will come as it needs to take you where you need to go. The friendships, the relationships, whatever ships, be it, you know, personal romance or, you know, professional or even family, will be there. And they will transform based on how you transform and you grow. And it doesn't mean that you're dropping people left and right. Absolutely not. If they supported you at one point for something, they'll come around. And a couple of them, for me, came around pretty quickly. And it was quite surprising. And I got some nice gifts and things to support me in going along the way. And some people will only be able to support you from their level of consciousness by what they know. And they're trying to help you and support you based on what they know. There's nothing wrong with that. But as you grow, they'll have to grow too. And as they touch your coattails and ride your coattails, they'll grow with you. So just keep going. And then it is helpful to find some groups that do exist that support you with the mindset development that you're going to need. But again, even if they don't let that stop you. Create one. The point is that the fact that you even have the idea that's been given to you and you've seen the vision, that means you're going to have it as long as you stay focused on it. That's all.
Thank you, Tracy. That was great. I definitely agree. You have to be confident in what you're doing, and you have to worry about you and the lane that you're creating. Focus on that space and everything else will come. Is there anything else that you guys would like to tell these entrepreneurs out there?
Don't underestimate the power of your mind. That's everything. And that's your connection. And I tell people this all the time. There could be two cupcake shops right next door to each other. You're only going to attract who you attract. And you can both be successful. It's just the way it is. So you don't have to worry about competition or who's your biggest competitor. None of that matters. All that matters is what are you bringing to the table for people to love about you and what you do. And if you're in a position where you're not very confident that what you're doing is the right thing, then, you know, reach out for some conversations. I think that's what we're all here for. So we can help give you some insight on what that would be and provide some clarity. Getting support and having mentors or paid mentors on top of that, people that are paid to support you, to take you where you want to go, man, that takes you light years ahead. And I actually did that. I spent $50,000 of my own money on my own education just for developing myself. And using that to develop my teams. And it propelled me so many years forward. And most people wouldn't do something like that. But why not? There's only one you. And you have to be the most important factor to you. So invest in you.
That was great. That was a great note to end on. I want to thank everybody for coming on and taking their time and speaking to everyone out there. I hope that you take this advice and you really take it to heart and you use it to propel your business and excel in what you want to do.
Thank you.
Hey, everyone, and welcome back to another segment of Business Tea with Kay. Today on this segment, we're going to be doing advice for overcoming no family and friend support. Today we have another amazing panel of guests. We have David Clark, Candy Strickland, Cecilia Mazundiwa, and Sequisa Givens. We're going to go ahead and get started with David.
had Instagram pages for accepting my invite. Again, my name is David Clark. My business name is David Clark. I do counseling and public speaking as well. And my advice for those who are experiencing lack or no support from family and friends, if I could pick a topic, it would be to stay focused. And again, stay focused because of the simple fact is that once you begin your entrepreneurial journey, you are not guaranteed anything. You're not guaranteed support from your family or friends. Now, when I started, I've been in my entrepreneurial journey for a year and a half officially, and I have had none as far as family and friends, like not even one. And it can be very, very demoralizing because those are the same individuals that I always say, hey, if you need anything, let me know. Those are the same individuals that have been there for you when you actually needed them, you know, when your back was up against the wall, when you just needed an ear. But it's like as soon as you start to carve out your own path, especially in your family, if you start to go against the normal family culture, the normal family dynamic of your family, now it's like you become alienated in your own village. And my only advice to you is something simple. It's so simple that you probably even didn't even think about it. Listen, don't get discouraged over the few thousand people you know combining your family and your friends, even your social media friends, because of some fact there are billions and millions of other people that need you. There are millions and billions of other people that need your services. There are millions and billions of other people at your reach. So don't trip over them, but just stay focused on the strangers. Strangers will literally blow your business up. I have had over 20 new clients just in this year alone. My business has literally 10x. So listen, just focus on the stranger. Those are your resources if your family and friends aren't supporting you. Thank you again so very much, Mrs. Tay, again for the absolute wonderful show. And thank you so very much. And you can find me on Facebook and or call me on my personal cell, 980-280-2230. Thank you so very much.
Thank you for that, David. That was awesome. We're going to go on and move to Candy.
Hello, beautiful people. My name is Candy Mars. I am the founder of O Candy Baby Boutique that has recently became O Candy Baby Wholesale. I'm also a personality and since recently a YouTuber. And my advice for overcoming lack of support from friends and family would basically be to channel your energy elsewhere. And what I mean by that is everyone usually has at least one person that supports them, and that one person is who all your energy needs to go into. Usually we get support from one person and we say, oh, thank you, and we let that go. But we have to build a village around being an entrepreneur and being a business owner, and that's literally how it gets started. When you see someone support you, you go to their inbox, you thank them wholeheartedly, you just keep in contact with them, and that's how you slowly but surely start to build that village. And once you have a village of people, it can be 5 people. No longer pay attention to the friends and family members that are not supporting you, because now you have constant support. Another thing that I like to tell a lot of my viewers on YouTube and along with some of my clients that I've worked with is really utilize Facebook groups. Facebook groups have really helped me in so many ways. It's actually how I met the host, Kay, the business genius, and a lot of other great people. And don't join Facebook groups with people that are just like you. Because if you're struggling with support, lack of support, they are too. So they definitely have your best interest at heart most of the time, and they understand your struggles. So you're already starting off great there. And that's pretty much my advice for you. It's really a mindset change and a change of your energy and what you're focusing on. I can be found on Instagram at Candy_Mars And on YouTube, you can go check me out, and please subscribe if you're interested in business, motherhood, and everything in between. My name is Candy Mars on our also, and that is a K at the beginning, K-A-N-D-I, last name M-A-R-S on every social platform. Thank you for having me, Kay. Thanks for your time.
Thank you for that, Candy. We're going to go ahead and move on to Sequisa.
Hello, my name is Sequisa Givens. I'm known as the Texas MP, and I am an accountability coach, and I am a business owner. I am a nurse practitioner in private practice in Texas, and the name of my business is Above Average Health and House Calls. And the reason why I wanted to get on this podcast today is because I felt in my spirit that this is something I need to say, because I have been through several businesses, and I always failed for that very reason, because I felt like the people that I thought support, that should support me, didn't. Therefore, I didn't feel like that I was good enough, or I couldn't make it. If I can't sell to my family and friends, how can I sell to strangers? And so once I got past that, that's when my business started to boom. So I wanted to get on this podcast to tell everyone to stop being distracted. Stop looking to see what family members are supporting you, and start looking for the people that are supporting other people. Because if they're supporting other people, and then you start to support them, then guess what? You just found you an ally. Stop focusing on the people who you know you would go hard for, because that was really hard for me. The people that I know that if they had a business, I'd be the main one, you know, out there, hey, support this business. When you get past that, that's when your business will grow. I spent so much time thinking about and, you know, being upset about the people that didn't support me. I was actually starting to lose the people that had been supporting me. So once I got out of that mindset and said, you know what, I'm no longer going to be looking at the views, I'm no longer going to be looking at the likes, I'm going to be counting the invoices. Once you change that mindset, your business automatically clicks. I look on Facebook, when I see someone supporting somebody else, that's the person I support, because guess what, if they support them, they'll support you if you support them back. So it becomes like a circle. And like she said, if you have five people, I started a business boot camp, and it was 11 of us. And sometimes some would support, sometimes some wouldn't. But the fact that I was getting in front of those extra eyes really, really helped push my business. So I want to end my part by saying, don't get distracted. Count the invoices, not the likes. I do a video live every Wednesday, woman to woman, and I was getting discouraged because I was not getting any views. I stopped even looking at the number of views and just started counting the invoices and started thanking the people that supported me. And the more people I supported, the more people that started supporting me. So that's what I wanted to say about that. And I hope that something that I said today helped somebody else. You can find me on Facebook. My name is Sequisa Givens. On Facebook, on Instagram, I'm Sequisa Texas NP. You can also catch me on Wednesdays, as I mentioned before. Every Wednesday, I do a woman-to-woman live at 8:30, where I talk about life, coronavirus. I give business tips every Tuesday, Business Tip Tuesdays, and I do Motivational Mondays on Monday. I also have a group for sisters. Sisters, it's like a sisterhood. We go on there and we post about our business. We post about our problems. We also do a lot of shopping in that group. It's S.I.S. Sisters and Sisterhood. Thank you so much for having me as a part of your podcast.
Thank you so much, Sequisa. That was awesome. And we're going to go ahead and end off with Cecilia.
Okay. Thank you, Tay. And thank you, everybody, for all those inspiring tips and techniques in terms of how to deal with no support from family and friends. My name is Cecilia Mjondiwa, and I have two businesses. The first one is I'm an immigration consultancy for people who want to immigrate to Canada. I've been in this business since 2015. And my second business is I'm a divorce coach because I have a legal background. So I decided to help women who go through separation and divorce, because I saw that a lot of women were losing money to the lawyers because they didn't know how to have that lawyer-client relationship. So that's my business. So to the question of how to deal with having no support from family and friends, I think the one thing, as you know, if one decides to be an entrepreneur or a business person, is to remember that the goal to be a business person is yours. It's not your family's. So when you know that, it will help you from you know, this expectation that they will have, you know, your goal, your vision. So they might not share in your vision, and their mindset is different. And so in as much as we always want to have our family, our loved ones support us, what I have thought about when I saw that that support was not coming was, hey, wait a minute, this is my vision and not theirs. And then the second piece is that, of course, your family and friends, they you know, they have other things to worry about. What I needed to do was to look for like-minded people. And I actually made it my goal for 2020 to say, this year I'm going to be associated to like-minded people because I want to learn from them and I want to be influenced by them. And that has come in many ways. I've manifested that, you know, being able to be connected now. I'm connected to Women Rocking Business, a platform that has over 30,000 women from all over the world. And, you know, I'm learning lots from like-minded people. And then the last thing that I want to say in terms of, you know, how you can overcome this expectation is to invest in yourself. So first, as a business person, you want to invest in yourself. You want to be very clear about your vision, your goal, your why you're doing what you're doing. That's going to help you in terms of, you know, what I referenced, that it doesn't have to be their vision, it's your vision. And also because you're, you know, being an entrepreneur can be tough at times. And so if you don't, if you cannot lean on your friends and family, you need to be able to refill your own tank so that you can be strong in your business. So those are the few tips that I will offer today. You can find me on Facebook. My I got business pages for my immigration consulting business. It's called ahoycanada.com. And for the divorce coaching, it's called Divorce with Less Pain and More Freedom. You find those on Facebook. And I just want to thank Tay for the invitation and also to thank my panel colleagues for the opportunity to learn from yourselves as well. Thank you.
Thank you everyone that joined this panel. As you were listening, you can tell that this advice was amazing, and the people that are in this panel will be listed under the session 2 if you want to get in contact with them. Again, I want to thank everyone on this session, and everyone have a good night.
Thank you.
Good night.
Thank you. Good night.